Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
Sunday. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you guys could join us, as always, every Sunday afternoon right after the Indianapolis Colts. And speaking about those Colts, how about those Colts? Woohoo, baby! Yeah! My goodness, 27-23 Colts, yet another cardiac win. Put me in cardiac arrest. My gosh, but we could say one thing. We could say one thing about Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is by far the best rookie quarterback that the Indianapolis Colts have had. Maybe even better than Peyton Manning in his rookie year. I tell you, what are your thoughts on the Indianapolis Colts this year? Can you believe that we are 9-3, boys and girls? 9-3. Continue to walk a tightrope toward the playoffs. Of course, obviously, 27-23 win today. Would mark their eighth win in nine games, decided by 7 points or fewer. And I tell you what, Adam Vinatieri lived up to his name today. Mr. Clutch! Absolutely. But what about those refs today? I tell you what, we're going to get that into that on the balance next Saturday. I mean, did we have the replacement refs or what? It just seemed to me like one bad play after another. Quarterback Andrew Luck, can you believe, passes Peyton Manning for the second most passing yards in a rookie in NFL history? My friends, we are looking at the rookie of the year. I'm almost positive of it. Absolutely positive of it. Well, as you know, the Indianapolis Colts final over the Tennessee Titans there at Lucas Oil Stadium, 27-23. Can I say it another way? Andrew Luck leads the Colts to a comeback win versus the Titans from a 13-point second-half deficit. Of course, Mr. Clutch, Adam Vinatieri, made two fourth-quarter field goals of the Colts rally to a 27-23 victory over the Colts. Wow. And so, you know, we're going to get into all that. Hopefully you guys are following us on all of our social media outlets, Twitter T-Balance and Pro Indy. And check us out on Facebook. Just search out The Balance. Well, guys, I know you're here to talk some racing. We'll get you right over to the boys from Radio Speed Talk right about now.
It's time for Speed Talk with host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
In-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Barr. You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
Welcome to Speed Talk. Once again, another great week. All kinds of things happening. We're going to talk about everything. Got some drama coming up, some tempers, some hammer throwings, man, you name it, it's coming. But we got Tom Wolf, Kenny Barr with me.
Got your ninja with you too, don't you?
And the ninja's
in the house, security ninja.
But he needs to get out of here wearing that jersey. No offense.
Uh-oh.
Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I can't take it. I mean, my head's going to explode. I feel like Glenn Beck and I need to put tape around.
I'm sitting here totally stunned that you have a Notre Dame hat on top of your head, by the way.
I've been wearing Notre Dame hats for years, off and on. Where you been?
Been listening to you talk.
Don't look at me and say that, buddy. Boy, I'm neutral as neutral.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the festivities at the Snowball down in Florida. We're going to talk about kind of a quick recap on I guess you might want to say the awards banquets this weekend, past weekend for all of the NASCAR series and some of the things coming up. And, you know, actually we were talking off air. We're going to come up with a great discussion in the last segment about doing some different things with some different racing to see what we can come up with. And why is Kenny looking like he's crazy over here, or like I'm crazy? I'm not sure which.
I'm not even looking at you. I'm looking at Tom because he is crazy.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there. And by the way, before I forget, I do apologize, folks. I have not got the winners up. I promise I will have them up the next week, and we'll get them up on the website and everything. I haven't had a chance to go through them and bring them up to everybody. Go ahead, Tom.
No, I'm
just...
Oh,
you look like you're going to make a comment.
That's a game you wouldn't let me play.
Anyway, go to facebook.com/radiospeedtalk. Check us out there. And Kenny?
K-E-N-N-Y-B-E-R-R 52. I heard your show last week.
All right.
You didn't think I could spell, did you?
Well, you took three cracks at it before you got it right. But it was okay.
And again, I'm at Radio Speed Talk 2. That's the number 2, not T-W-O. So, but... Anyway, before we go any farther, I want to say, since we're from Indiana in the Midwest, a lot of people know who he is, I want to say that we lost a great basketball coach this weekend in Rick Majerus. And something, I was reading an article about the guy. First of all, it was one of the greatest Ball State teams I ever seen when they almost beat Jerry Tarkanian
right.
in UNLV. But, you know, all them years that guy coached all of the colleges he was at, he only had one losing season. I did not.
That's incredible.
That.
Well, he forgot more about basketball than most coaches know, and he could articulate it to the kids and get the kids to play for him, and that's 90% of the battle. I mean, coaches all know the game, or they wouldn't have gotten their D1 jobs to begin with. It's the kids you recruit, how you motivate them, getting them to buy into whatever kind of offense you want to run and defense you want to run. And Majerus was really good at it. Plus, he was a great interview. I mean, I've seen some interviews with him that was highly entertaining, and. And I wish he was still around the Indiana area so we'd see him more often. But when you get out to Utah and out there, you just don't see him.
And he loved to eat because he talked about that.
Yeah, well,
too,
he's
so.
Pretty good at it.
And he had, 3 heart attacks in the process. So,
yeah.
But, great guy. Thoughts and prayers out to his family. And not to segue in, it may sound kind of sick to some people, but there was somebody that probably could have got killed by several people today down there in Florida, Kenny.
Yeah.
It was quite an interesting weekend.
Yeah, you know, Tom makes this comment. See, I knew I'd get going. I think it's a really bad idea, Tom says, to use a car as a weapon on the race car.
And I'll stand by it.
This week, what do? They start using their fist and they start throwing hammers.
Well,
at them.
I would stand by the same fact. I wouldn't throw a hammer either.
First, there was cars being used, though.
But they didn't. They didn't knock him out of the race.
And quite honestly, I don't think he did it on purpose. But Kyle Busch... made a lot of enemies down there at the Snowball Derby this weekend, or actually today, I guess it was. Anyway, I don't know what it is about the guy. I really don't. And I read a tweet where a guy said something about, you know, everybody, whenever Kyle does that to somebody, everybody whines, but it's okay for them to push him into the fence. And I guess I can understand that to a point. But the sad part, what really brought the whole thing up is he was racing against a kid that 2 years ago was driving the KBM car in that series for Kyle Busch.
And now that kid's mad at him, too.
Oh, yeah. And he was very mad. He deserved it. And that was T.J. Reed. And he was actually leading the race and beat Kyle off of a restart. And Kyle came through and bumped him and obviously spun him. And, again, it took out Chase Elliott and who else? I mean, there was like 6 of the top 5 drivers got hit all of this. But he took him out. But the thing is, what a lot of people don't realize is T.J. Reed was also coming up on the guy. So, I mean, where do you go from there? Well, here, you know, the first thing that come out of everybody's mouth is there's going to be no penalty. So they had to red flag it, obviously, again. This was the second time it was reflagged. And we'll talk about Steve Wallace here in a while.
He's going to try out for the Olympics. If you'd like to read one of my tweets, it's on there at KENNYBARR52.
Anybody need a demolition derby driver, give him a call. But anyway, all of a sudden, you know, it, after about 10, 15 minutes, it seemed as though all of a sudden the CRA wanted to penalize him, made him go back to the rear of the field.
Good.
That's all you got to say about that?
Yes, sir.
As much as the love that you have for the Bush brothers.
Well, I know. I'm trying to be nicer about it. I actually watched 2/3 of the Kyle or the Kurt Busch, the Outlaw, the other day, and out of the 45 minutes I watched of it, I liked two. You know, with the two I liked, lean on it. So
why would you watch that?
Because I was channel surfing and I hit it, and I thought, hey, racing. So that's why I watched it. And I said, hey, I got 255 channels on my cable, and none of them are worth a tinker's hootie do to even watch tonight. So,
but out of the two of them, I think he's the worst.
Probably is. That wouldn't surprise me that he is.
He's a ticking time bomb.
Well, yeah, he's bipolar. He's got to be.
He's something.
Anyway, let's go back to Brother Kyle. He just drives way too aggressive. He has no respect for everybody else at other racetracks. He thinks that everybody should get out of his way because he's a NASCAR stud. I got news for you. There's a whole bunch of short track racers who would just love to beat you because you are a NASCAR stud. They're not going to cut you no quarters. They're not going to get out of your way. You got to earn it. And if you race them clean and pass them fair, if your car can get it done, great. If your car can't get it done, keep your butt behind them and wait till they make a mistake. Quit trying to move them, and you'll garner a lot more respect. Excuse me. Than if you go out there and beat, bang, root, crash, and spin them out of your way.
Well, I got to tell you, there was 20 laps left. They had another caution come out with another spin. And Eric Jones, and you know, we've interviewed him, and he's a kid I've been following all year long, 16-year-old kid. That's just, he got up there next to him. He was in second. Kyle Busch, after the pits, was in first, and they went through, and I thought for sure he was going to take that kid out. But that kid dogged him and ran right through him. As a matter of fact, you could tell it messed up Kyle Busch so much that Choquette came around him and ended up getting second.
Well,
Kyle went back to third.
It surprised Kyle. And when Kyle was, and I don't know if they have rearview mirrors there and or spotters there. I'm assuming they have spotters.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they have mirrors, but don't hold me to that. I've not been to Five Flags. That's now on my bucket list. I want to get to the Snowball Derby before God tells me that I can't go to the Snowball Derby no more. And I would bet that he burned up some tires, although they just had a pit stop. Maybe he got a mismatched tire or something, because this pit crew got him out first, and Jones passed him. From what I could tell on the call from Adam Mackey and the boys, passed him clean, got underneath him, and just passed him, you know, without moving him out of the way.
Surprisingly, Kyle admitted that at the end of the race. He actually didn't take that, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that to me so I couldn't win this race.
And I think the guy in second, I can't pronounce that name, that's another one of those tongue twisters. That
Choquette.
Choquette?
Choquette.
Whew, it ain't spelled that way. Wow. Anyway.
That's where they announced it.
Well, that's the way we're going to go with her then.
If we're wrong, we're sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, it's okay. But he got him clean, too. And then, of course, that's when the race gets interesting at 20 to go after running 280 hard laps of just going out there and trying to stay out of everybody's way. So, I think it's great.
He's also driving Keselowski's car.
That was the 29 car that we saw down at Winchester, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a nice car. We got a good look at that. He struggled at Winchester, but obviously he likes that no-grip, worn-out old racetrack down there in Florida.
Well, we did have an incident that involved Stephen Wallace, and we all talk about how Wallace is just crazy. And I don't know what it is that he thinks that he's playing bumper cars going 800 mile an hour. I don't know what he's doing. But he had an incident, knocked some boys around. But we want to say thoughts and prayers go out to Daniel Hemric, because they took him out in an ambulance first, and then they ended up taking him to the hospital because he's got neck and head pains.
Yeah, they're going to keep him at the hospital for overnight observation. Nothing drastic. They just want to, it's a precautionary measure more than anything.
Yeah, but he got smacked pretty hard. Stephen Wallace, again, started a big chain reaction, knocking people around. As a matter of fact, it was kind of funny because Nelson Piquet Jr. was involved in that, and he threw a few F-bombs in the interview, which I thought was kind of funny. But I guess when you're on internet radio, you don't have to do the beeping.
That's right. You can do that.
But he was quite upset, and he got tired of getting banged around. Johanna Long, I felt sorry for her. She was having a great race getting up there, and she got caught up in that Kyle Busch incident, and she ended up getting a little bit of damage out of that as well. So she ended up finishing 14th, and she's won this in 2010.
Yeah, and she used some pit strategy to get there. This snowball derby thing is really kind of cool. It's been around a long time. You got to give the promoter some credit, mostly because of the timing of the thing and where it's at. It's in Florida, so it's still warm in December. NASCAR season is just now over. Everybody else is done. The CRA is done. All the Midwest, ASA, North and South are done. Everything up in New England is done. So anybody who still wants to race, who has a car that can race, comes down there. And there's been some big, big names that have raced there a lot that have never won down there.
Right.
Dick Trickle, Bob Seneker, Scott Hansen, who's probably one of the best short trackers in the country right now, Mike Eddy, who's in my day was just absolutely devastating on short tracks. Bobby Allison never won. Rusty Wallace never won. Mark Martin never won. And it's not like they only went down there one time. Red Farmer, who was down there a million times, and Dave Rogers, another good hot shoe out of Florida, never have won down there. So it's quite an accomplishment for Eric Jones to put that baby on his resume, and we're pretty proud of the kid. And I bet you we can get a hold of his PR lady, Miss Stephanie Bigelow, who is a friend of the show. Maybe we can get them both on sometime in the near future.
Oh, we will definitely have them on soon because he told me at the end of the season he would come on. And a great kid. And, you know, we first saw him, actually seen him race down in Winchester.
Right.
And you and I were talking to Steve Minnick Sr. And I'll say this real quick. He got in the lead, took off, and he said he's done. And he would have made it except for he broke something. So, I mean, the kid is just phenomenal.
Kid can drive, no doubt about it.
All right, well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Finish it up. We'll talk about the snowflake the night before real quick that Chase Elliott won.
Show prep. Show prep, Tom. Get your drive on.
All right, RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there. Anytime, anything you need to see, just get there. We need to take a break. You're listening to Speed Talk.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan. The Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
199 left, and baby, it all comes down to this.
Your talk show for NASCAR.
Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about.
The Balance Online.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to Speed Talk, RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there, Facebook.com, or I'm sorry, yeah, that's right, Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Kenny Barr.
Yes.
Oh, Kenny Barr 52. You want to spell it?
No.
All right. Radio Speed Talk 2. Again, I apologize. I will have the contest winners announced next week. I apologize for that. That was Kenny Barr. You just heard. Tom Wolf was with me. I'm Cliff Tanner. We also got Laura Tiny keeping us on the boards, and the Secret Ninja is back.
Can I send in another fake name and get in the contest again? Or is it closed?
You can close, do it, send in all you want, but you're not going to win.
How do you know?
It's over.
I'm not going to put Kenny Barr 52 in there.
What part of that didn't you understand? Today's the
That's what I asked. Since you didn't get a winner, maybe I could sneak a good one in. Buywolf.com or something, and whatever you are. Okay, you're not anything. I'll put it under the FortRocks.com. We'll put $50 worth of gas in the bubble machine.
There we go.
Is that what you got?
Wow, we went over that one. Hey, back to
okay.
The
We're going to talk about the snowflake.
Aren't you glad I'm back?
I am glad you're back.
Good.
Anyway, Kenny, you brought up an interesting fact. I want to talk about the snowball real quick. No more. Really, all I wanted to say about the snowflake was that Chase Elliott did win that.
Yes.
And all that is just a little race the night before. But Johanna Long did finish fifth in that race, and she did pretty well.
And that's not a bad race to win. I mean, that's another one to put on your resume that people kind of raise an eyebrow at, and you go, oh, he did that. Ooh, okay.
Well, Chase Elliott tried to be the back-to-back winner, and unfortunately, again, because he got caught up in all that stuff, but he still finished fifth. But anyway, Kyle Benjamin, you were telling us something.
Yeah, he's the great-grandson of the guy who founded NASCAR, which I found rather interesting. I mean, it turns out to be a small world anytime you sit and break bread with somebody and start talking back and forth. But, you know, he's 14. He's the kid that almost won down at Winchester, although they found an illegal chip in the ECM there. But it'd be interesting to follow the lineage backwards and find out who is really putting his cards together and stuff, because I guess I find that kind of interesting, almost like Ancestry.com for racers.
Well, here's another, speaking of Ancestry.com, here's another guy that I thought did pretty well, kid, well, I shouldn't say guy, 14 years old, and actually led the first part of the race, and that was John Hunter Nemechek.
Yeah, well, he started on the outside pole, and they were really unhappy with the car, which most good racers are. You can be the fastest qualifier in the place and be on a pole, and they're making massive changes. Minnick Sr. does that to me all the time. It drives me absolutely bananas. When the owner of the late model that we run, and Steve is the crew chief and Stevie Jr. is the driver, we'll be a 3/10 faster than everybody, and we're changing the right rear spring and re-shocking the left front shock, and I'm going, guys, you're whipping the field. Why mess with it? But they do it all the time, and 90% of the time they're right. I just go, come on. And that's what Hunter Nemechek was doing Saturday night, because I was listening to him on Claire B. Lang's show, I think, was talking about it. And he wanted to get out of there. He cut the interview short because they had to go work on a race car. And I'm thinking, let's see, you just qualified for one of the most prestigious races in the country. You've done rather well. Your kid's on the outside pole. The racetrack's wore out, and it's mostly about tires anyway. Leave it alone. But, yeah, whatever.
Well, I do want to give out one more shout-out. I know we were sitting there blasting old Stephen Wallace, but he did go down and help Chase Elliott when he got caught up in that wreck with that Kyle Busch caused. T.J. Reed was down. I guess a boatload of teams went down here to help get that kid back on there. But, man, I'll tell you what, Chase Elliott, you know, and we're going to talk about that in the next few weeks, about these young guns coming up and how facing NASCAR may end up changing in racing.
Sure.
Period.
Oh yeah, so. It's gonna. It's time for a generation swing again. You know, the Petties and the Pearsons came and went, and now Gordon's been around forever, and that whole level of guys, and it's time to another generation to come rolling through. I think.
I have to agree. All right, well, Kenny, since you're the only one that seemed to watch the awards ceremony this week.
Bits and pieces, yeah, but I'll be glad to give my... I don't have many opinions. I'll tell you what I know about
it. You don't
it.
Have many opinions? Wow.
No, not at all.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Did you happen to get a little bit of the ninja disease over there, the silent ninja today?
I'm waiting for you to get to a point where I've actually seen something that happened this weekend, so...
Well, we're getting ready to talk to the NASCAR and all the awards ceremony. Anyway, go ahead, Kenny. I'm sorry to mean to interrupt you.
Well, I find awards ceremonies rather boring, personally. But
they always are.
But I was the thing that impressed me the most about it is Keselowski walked up there. It had bullet points. Wasn't reading from a teleprompter. Speaking from his heart. Had lost his voice, you know, 50% of it because he'd been talking all weekend long and stuff. And didn't have a date. Went by himself, so no gold diggers chasing him around, you know.
How much Miller Lite did he have before he went up?
Well, my breathalyzer was on my table at the Shepherd's house, and it wasn't in Vegas with me, so I couldn't breathalyze and find out. But I'm sure he had a couple, but he didn't stumble through, and you know, you didn't think he had been overindulging and overpartying.
I'm just
he had been talking about hangovers and feeling rough the next morning a few times, and I suppose he kind of deserved that.
Yeah.
You know, gosh, Claire B. Lang was asked today, do any of the drivers actually drive home from the banquet, and she said, oh no, and guess what, none of them get tested either, because they have people driving them around, so if they want to have a few libations and let their hair hang down and give each other a hard time, you let them, and don't tweet me this again, let's go on to something else.
Well, one thing I don't know, man, award ceremonies, it's all pomp and circumstance, and it's always a love fest for whoever's the champion anyway.
They're necessary, but man, oh man, have they made them into a great, big, huge to-do. Money spent.
To whom?
Huh?
Necessary according to whom?
Well, you got to pass out the money and the trophies and recognize the people to a certain degree. I mean, it's just like a bowling league. You got to do that, but you don't have to spend multi-billion, zillion dollars. Although, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me, it's because of TV, and TV wants it. Because they put on quite a show. I mean, it's a lot of pomp and circumstance, and in between, they went through the top 10, and when they got to 6, they quit, And that's when I happened to flip it on. Again, channel surfing. Beep. Oh, racing. I'll stop here for a while. And two very good-looking gals were talking with good old Ruthledge Wood, who I find rather humorous and still haven't figured out how he got into a racing gig. But he's in there embedded pretty hard. And all I heard was Brad K this, Brad K that, Brad K this, Brad K that. And then I went up and went in the kitchen, got myself a Klondike bar, and changed channels for a while.
Well, let's change direction for a second. We'll come back to NASCAR. I want to talk about the Camping World Truck Series. Obviously, we know James Buescher won there. There's all kinds of changes going on there. But let's talk about the most popular driver was Nelson Piquet Jr., correct? Incorrect.
Correct. Because I don't know for sure. I don't know.
Oh, no, he did.
Could he?
He did.
He won the award?
I'm asking you,
how did
was
he,
that the right choice?
Well, apparently, because the fans voted. That kind of surprises me.
Me too. I was very shocked when I saw that.
And that's in the trucks. And I'm rolling through my head of all the guys that... Now, you probably had to be a regular in the trucks. You couldn't be one of those part-timers in and outers to be in there. That's good. I kind of like that, because he's a pretty good kid. I've seen some interviews and stuff with him, and, you know, he don't take any quarters, but he's pretty polite about it. I don't think he throws F-bombs and screams at people pretty much, but he'll use his car as a weapon. Well, I haven't seen him do it on air, on television.
We were actually at Michigan when he won his only truck race.
Yeah. He comes from good stock. I mean, he started racing go-karts, and Dad's a national champion, an F1 champ, maybe? Just raced
F1. F1. Yes.
So, you know, he's not a second-generation racer that I like to see do well. I prefer Americans, but when you're not a... yeah, that's right, we're not on pure internet, are we? You're not a horse's backside all the time. It's okay. It's okay. He's doing good. I think that's interesting. I was really surprised at the winner of the nationwide most
popular driver. Yeah, we'll talk about that
popular
next
driver.
In a second.
But
what about you, Tom? You think that's the right choice for Camping World? Do you think so?
Well, obviously it's the right choice if the fans made it, but I'm just kind of surprised that like Hornaday Jr. or one of the, you know, Bodine, someone that's been in there a longer time that has maybe a bigger fan base or the potential to have one wasn't, you know, the winner. So I'm kind of surprised too.
They didn't, those two guys that you just mentioned, Hornaday and the Onion.
Right.
They didn't have good years, but I was surprised because, to me, who I would have voted for, as a matter of fact, I did vote for him. I thought the most popular, you know, if it's supposed to be the most popular driver, but I thought Timothy Peters should have walked away with that.
But I don't think just because you have a bad year, I don't think that's what anyone's looking at. I mean, you know, let's look at the Cup and Dale Jr. and, you know, and year after year after year after year or so. If you're gonna base it on him having a bad year, we're going down a whole different avenue.
Well, and I guess maybe that was the wrong choice of words, but even looking at the attitude and just what you should be basing the most popular driver, somebody that promotes your sport a lot, okay? And obviously, as we talk about the Cup, that doesn't
right.
That's not the case there either. But to me, I thought maybe Timothy Peters, who else was in there? James Buescher should have.
Sure.
I mean, that kid is pure racing.
But he's not a media darling. I mean, he was very uncomfortable with his speech. He did okay, but you could tell that just wasn't his cup of tea.
So let me ask you this. Do we switch it to sports writers making that decision?
Who is it, all fan-based?
It's all fan-based.
I think you ought to have a voice in it, sports writers. Yeah. I don't think it should be all fan-based. I don't think it should all be sports writers or owners or competitors-based. I think that you should have, and I don't know what the percentage breakdown would be, intelligently, some of the racers, some of the owners, some of the crew members, some fans, and some media. I think that would make it a little more interesting, or a little more open, you know. More names get thrown in the hat anyway.
Better yet, why not make it just the guys in the series do it?
Why don't you have just the three guys at Radio Speed Talk do it? If we get three different guys, then it would be a tie, and we could pull in the Tiny over here, and he could just throw out a name and do it.
Or the Bettis Loving Ninja over there.
He's too quiet. It'll take him a week to make a decision. We have to get things going faster now.
It'll take him a couple weeks. What about you, Tom? Do you think we ought to switch it?
The only thing that concerns me about the fans voting on it is if it's, you know, I'm assuming it's done online, and how many times can you go in over and over and over and over and over again and vote?
I think it's like 3 days.
But other than that, Let the fans decide it. What do sports writers know? What do radio show people know?
I think I know everything, but I probably don't know a damn thing. I know we got 1 minute in the segment left.
There you go.
Because you're getting the finger.
And congratulations to Turner Motorsports because they did win the Owners Championship.
That's good. And I'm glad to see that.
Austin Dillon, Rookie of the Year. Let's check that. Ty Dillon, Rookie of the Year. Sorry about that. That's the next series. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Nationwide's most popular driver. Wow, I still can't believe it. But anyway, we'll talk about that. The Cup, we'll talk about that. All kinds of good things coming. RadioSpeedTalk.com, Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Check us out on any of those. KennyBar52, RadioSpeedTalk2 on Twitter. We need to take a break, and I guess we'll just be back.
You're listening to Speed Talk. You pointed to Tom.
Hey, Speed Talk.
When we point at you, you just say Speed Talk instead of that other word.
All right, you ready? Listening to
Speed Talk.
We'll be back.
Oh, wait a minute. You're listening to
Speed Talk.
There we go.
We'll get it out.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. IndyProSports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
199 left, and baby, it all comes down to this.
Your talk show for NASCAR.
Yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about.
The Balance Online.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는
Welcome back to Tom.
Speed Talk.
There we go. We got her down. I'm left. That is
good.
That was Kenny Barr. Tom Wolf, Cliff Tanner coming at you. We've got Laura and Tommy on the board starting to make us sound good. RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check everything out there. And yes, I will have the winners announced next week, I promise.
Hey, can I ask, did I win?
No.
He hasn't looked yet,
one in?
Slim.
Yeah, but under a different name. Under a different name.
Must have missed that.
Find the dumbest one, throw it out. It's his. Oh.
Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. See what you guys get me all messed up, man. Thanks a lot.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's a fun time, though, right?
Yep.
Radio Speed Talk 2 and live. Kenny Barr.
52.
There we go. All right. I guess we got to announce it, man.
What?
Because this is going to be a long discussion.
Okay.
I don't want to do it. We'll start with Austin Dillon wins Rookie of the Year in the Nationwide.
It's his show. Yeah, I
know.
Love doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, the Nationwide most popular driver was Danica Patrick.
That's what he didn't want to do.
That's, yeah.
I'm
Danica
sorry.
Danica Patrick.
Yeah?
Why?
Prettiest one there.
Oh, my God. So it's become a beauty contest?
In the Nationwide series, apparently so.
Or was it because when you went to a Nationwide race, you was guaranteed to see a wreck?
Yeah. That too. And it was going to be green. It'd be like guacamole all over the place. You'd know there was a green car going to be bent and crashed and squished somewhere. It's just like the old Frogger game. You know, that green car is going to get squished sooner or later.
I'm just excited. I'm excited that Cliff, not only do you have the chance to date her to improve media relations, you will be dating Nationwide's most popular driver.
And we could have her on the show every week.
Wow. You really think it's going to go today?
I'm moving my chair back so Cliff don't hit me with the microphone over here. Yeah, that's better. I've got long cords.
Well.
Wow. Anyway.
Maybe we need to reconsider my statement from the last segment on the fan vote then, so.
Why is that?
Well, if the fans voted her in, then maybe he don't want the fans doing all the voting.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure we're going to the right spot.
We never go to the right spot.
But anyway, you know.
I mean, I guess we need to know what people would use criteria, what criteria they would use to vote for their for the most popular driver.
Well, we
what
all
does
know,
it all mean?
We all
you know
this was a beauty contest.
Exactly.
I mean, it definitely was. You can say a lot about Danica Patrick. A lot of people don't like her, and I'm still floored at the last Indianapolis 500 that she was.
Stop it! You're ruining your chances here, Cliff.
I was actually defending her. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Keep going then. You're improving your chances.
Well, you just threw me, I thought. But I was surprised at how much the media hates Danica Patrick at the 500. Because when she made a wrong move, she was in first. She made a wrong move and lost like five spots, and everybody clapped. Now, to me, and it comes back to that, the guy went... Trevor Bayne won the 500. They clap. They fire his butt. But yeah, everybody else in here gets to me it's unprofessional. But anyway, she causes some enemies. I mean, look what she tried to do to Landon Castle. I mean, she tried what him in the wall, and what'd she do? Crash.
Learn how to wreck somebody in them cars before you start wrecking somebody in them cars. Oh, she was pretty good at wrecking them.
That's a perfect example of why you shouldn't use your car as a weapon, especially if you don't know how to use the weapon to begin with.
It really wasn't a weapon. It was just kind of a nudge. The weapon's when you purposely wait and T-bone somebody. That'd be a weapon.
I'm just saying if you're going to use a gun, you need to know how to put the bullets in it.
Well,
and maybe aim and fire.
So you don't like bump and runs either?
Oh, I didn't say I didn't like bump and runs.
Is that a weapon?
He's got to. He was an Earnhardt fan.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've got me there.
Yeah. So you're kind of a hypocrite.
So is sometimes
everybody's a bump and runner.
Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, I was just found that kind of interesting for her coming in, and as much as she really wasn't a factor, but I mean, she got top 10 in the points, but that don't mean nothing. She was like 800 points out.
Well, she was there every week, you know, and that's half the battle. You know, she got to pull at some of the restrictor plate tracks. I think she pulled Daytona, and I think she qualified well at Talladega, and those tracks fit her driving style, what she's learned to drive, because it's you put the pedal on the floor and you move the steering wheel a little bit, and then you just stick the car where there's a place to stick the car. When you have to make more decisions about acceleration rates, braking, can I fit in this hole, can I not fit in this hole, that's a whole different animal, and that's where she's learning and struggling and getting lessons along the way. But IndyCar, that's what you do. You put your foot on the floor and you steer the thing like a video game, and away you go. But these cars is a whole lot different. And then she's going to move up a class. So now we've got a heavier car. I think it's 200, Cup car is 200 pounds heavier than a nationwide car. And there's quite a bit more horsepower. So
I thought it was more like 500, 600, 700 pounds more.
I don't think it's all that much more.
Is it?
But
okay.
The body style is different. So you got the aero package that's different. And you got a lot more horsepower on the same tires, so you're going to be able to spin the tires a lot easier and have some more problems that way. So there's another big learning curve coming along, and I don't think she's passed the first learning curve yet, but you know, we at Speed Talk always talk about coming up through the ranks and doing it right and learning at your level, not just jumping in and going at it. So we'll see how she does. Hopefully she does okay and doesn't tear a lot of things up, but I still think she'll be out of Cup by next year.
All right, well, we flip over to the Cup side. Obviously, we know Keselowski won that award, the championship. But once again, you know, we talk about popularity and this and that and the other thing. Dale Earnhardt Jr., once again, was the most popular driver. And he missed a couple races and knocked his noggin around a little bit.
Yeah, okay. That's how boring it is.
Wow.
So,
the same guy over and over again,
the way I feel about it.
You know, what's your criteria for choosing the most popular driver? You know, it's obviously not based on performance from the Nationwide and Cup Series voting. I don't know.
Yeah. Another one of the pat somebody on the back awards just to have an award out there. Big deal that you're the most popular driver. It's because his name is Earnhardt.
That's not true. Because how many years in think a row maybe, did Bill Elliott win it?
Well, I think maybe Kenny hit on something. You know, if you're going to give out a most popular driver award, who better decide it than maybe having the 43 drivers or, you know, 48 that that started X amount of races vote amongst themselves. They only find out who really likes who in the garage area.
Well, that could be a problem, and I think that's what NASCAR's
You know what that would be? If you had 48 voters, you'd have 48 different votes
right.
And a 48-way tie.
You can't vote for yourself. That would have to be the thing.
And the two guys that had one or two is a lower driver kissing a little rear end to get a ride into it.
Right.
Well, every show that you make, say if I make 36 shows, I get 36 votes. If I only make two shows, I get two votes. That would cure that a little bit, but that would still be funny.
Yeah.
I'd vote for you, Tom.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be a write-in. I voted for you for president, by the way. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
Oh, man. I'm so mad at my election board. I did. You seem to have more answers than Obama.
Who?
Wow. This is not political.
Oh.
Although I got to agree with you. Because we're going over the cliff here in a minute. And not me either, just so you know.
Ah, I thought we'd have Danica here to see that.
Well, as we finish out this segment, I want to talk about something major that happened at the banquet this weekend. And when we go into segment four, we're going to, Kenny, do you know? And then we're going to talk about something else, and this is going to bring up something I think you all will find interesting. Roger Penske, on the stage, said that he would find a ride for Tony Stewart in the Indianapolis 500.
Good. And Tom had some good ideas about that, and I think that maybe they ought to. We'll see if anybody's listening. Throw them babies out there. You got 4 minutes.
Well, I thought, rather than just put Tony Stewart in the car, let's take a couple of the people that have IndyCar and NASCAR experience. Maybe hold it to 10 people and get a major sponsor in and give them a purse to race for between the two races and make it worthwhile in the effort to do it. But the problem is, obviously, we need to start change on one or both of the races to be able to make it done. But, you know, sponsor could grab a hold of that and have a heyday with it, you know, from pre-race ceremony at Indianapolis to, you know, like they did a few years ago, wasn't it, Robbie Gordon that flew a couple of fans with him from Indy back to Charlotte?
Right.
You know, I think it'd be a great time. And make it a little contest between those 10 people as to who finishes best and pay out a purse to all of them.
Well, and you got several candidates. You got Sam Hornish.
Right.
You got Tony Stewart. You got, obviously, Danica. You got Alex Zanardi. Who else could we throw in that?
Well, I don't think you could get Alex Zanardi in there, but...
Well, Zanardi tried. He ran nationwide and truck for a while. Didn't let him at least try to qualify for the Cup.
You know. But you could, yeah, that's, you know, we could get Juan Pablo maybe again.
Carpentier. Who's another one that tried NASCAR and didn't. Well, that's six right there.
Marcus Ambrose.
Ambrose ran Indy?
I thought Ambrose ran Indy for a while before he came up.
I don't know.
Or no, I apologize. It was overseas.
He was running some of them rally cars. Tom really liked for a while. Yeah.
Well, you know, and you want to take that point, and I think that'd be a great idea. But I think what you need to do is at that point, you would need to break the races down. One on Saturday, one on Sunday, or one on Sunday, one on Monday.
Oh, well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. That'd take the fun out of it.
Yeah, then the double isn't the double.
Yeah.
But they just have to talk to the TV people and bump one back an hour or one forward an hour.
But the problem you run into, though, is if you set all that up, think about this, and I guess the same thing could be said if you do it two different days. But it is my opinion that if you're going to do that, if you run into rain delays or red flags or somebody getting killed, you know, that's going to take forever.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to say that to be negative or, you know, downbeat or anything like that, but there's so many variables that could make that not work. And then if you got 10 cars waiting in NASCAR, then you're going to get up there, and now you've only got 33 cars. I mean, if you want to go that route.
Right.
Or somebody's going to quit.
I mean, you know, you'd have to work out the logistics to it and come up with some different scenarios for all of that stuff.
Oh, they're all, yeah, you know, if somebody crashes out of the Indy race early, they can jump on their plane and get their bag of saline in their arm so they can go and do another 600 lap or 600 miles the other way and get to the driver's meeting on time so they don't have to start at the tail. There's all sorts of sidebars and side stories this could produce. I think it's kind of a neat idea. I don't know if anybody ever take up and run with it, but I think that's your attaboy for December, Tom.
You thank
got
you.
Good idea there.
For December. First week, bro.
Well, you know, you're starting early. Get it out of the way. That way you don't have to think so hard comes the end of the month.
Well, I want to keep talking about this in the next segment because I want to roll in this some other great ideas that we were talking about, or Tom even mentioned, because you only mentioned that one. So there's all kinds of good things we could talk about. It could be interesting to see But anyway, go to RadioSpeedTalk.com and check that out. Give us your opinion of things, too. You know, you can go right on over there and, you know, say hello, whatever. You can catch us all at our emails, whether Kenny, Tom, or Cliff at RadioSpeedTalk, or Tiny's even over there.
My phone number is legit. Feel free to call me. I might not answer right away, but I'll cut back to you.
.com. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to
Speed Talk.
There you go.
We got her done. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
He pointed at me. I hit you. That's how it works. Huh?
199 left, and baby, it all comes down to this.
Your talk show for NASCAR.
Yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about.
The Balance Online.
Welcome back to Speed Talk, brought to you by the Acme Company.
I tell you what generation we are, doesn't it? Looney Tunes. The only good cartoons are the old Looney Tunes cartoons with the Roadrunner and turning left with Albuquerque.
Start up with Geico, which is a sponsorship NASCAR. But
well, true.
Meep,
but
meep.
Not a sponsorship of Radio Speed Talk yet, so we'll talk about them.
That's right. Anyway.
We'll take their money, too, if they want to give us some.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do.
Meep, meep.
All right, anyways, go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there at Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Kenny Bauer?
Yes. How you doing, Cliff?
I'm doing
wonderful.
Have
a great day.
What you got at, man?
Hey,
what can
you
find you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Kenny Bauer 52.
We're still back on that, brother.
Oh, okay. I was trying to one step ahead of y'all.
Speed Talk, too. All right. Kenny, go ahead, man. We'll give you the Do You Know.
This week's Do You Know, again, is brought to you by wishforourheroes.org. Jeff Wells and the gang, they don't want your money. They want your belief. And we want you to go check out wishforourheroes.org. They do great things for active military families in the Continental 48, Alaska, Hawaii, and four other continents. Wishforourheroes.org. They don't want your money. They just want your belief. This week's Did You Know is absolutely nothing because I didn't get my research done. I have a great topic, and it's going to be fun, but I want to make sure I got everything right before I talk about it. So I want to throw this one out to everybody since we didn't know that the young Kennedy was Big Bill France Sr.'s great-grandson,
the
founder of
this
Kennedy. Kyle Benjamin, excuse me.
Okay, that's why you're
Kennedy,
talking
Kennedy. I start
talking
Kennedy, and then we're going to start talking about Chappaquiddick, and we'll really be confused.
But up for the bridge.
Yeah, bonsai. Don't drive in Maryland. Since he is Big Bill France's great-grandson, what other connections are out there that we don't know about? We'll throw that out to the fan base. Who do you know? I know Ron Hornaday is a brother-in-law of the guy he drives for, which I learned that a couple, 3 weeks ago. And Brad Keselowski, boys and girls, is not a second-generation racer. He's a third-generation racer, which they had that wrong on the show last night, so I was kind of proud of that fact. But I don't know at all, and I'm really curious, because I kind of like those lineages anyway. So if you know of something obscure like that, let us know at RadioSpeedTalk.com. You can get a hold of Tom, Cliff, or Kenny. Use the first name at RadioSpeedTalk.com. Let us know who you know without cheating. Don't go to Ancestry.com. That don't count. But I really think those are kind of neat connections, and it kind of explains how people get into it. Just like the Dillons, and their dad was a racer in the Nationwide Series years ago. Not a good one, but Richard Childress wasn't a great racer, but boy, he's turned out to be a terrific owner. So those connections are always kind of neat to know, and we're going to depend on the fan base. Let us know what you know, so we know, so we can tell you, did you know?
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Dillons, because I got to tell you, the best interview I ever did since Speed Talk has started was with Austin Dillon. Now, there's two things that happened there. Number one, at that time, I had no idea that was Childress's grandson. So we had a great interview. And this is, he was just driving a Nationwide car in one of the races. He didn't have a full-time ride or anything at that point. So I think he was like 17, 18, whatever he was, you got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then the crack staff that I had at that point in time forgot to save the interview, so we never got to hear it. But I agree. I like those kind of connections, but I didn't know. I mean, that tells you.
This just turned into a new episode of We Don't Know, You Tell Us.
Now, we dropped a couple of good facts in there. Did you know? And then
yeah. We
want to know more. So you help us a little bit this time. And I promise I'll have my research done next week. It's about racing safety and equipment. I will give you that.
Okay.
And that's the only teaser you're going to get.
Give us one more.
No.
That's such a broad. We could probably do 10 or 12. No. I'm not asking you to tell. I'm just saying we could do 10 or 12 segments on you know, safety.
Tease us, Kenny.
He did.
Female racing safety and equipment. All right?
Okay.
There you go. That's all you get. Don't ask for any more. You're like a kid. Is that all I got coming? That's all you got coming.
Well, yeah, you keep talking about it.
Well, he keeps staring at me. It makes me feel guilty.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
All right, we were talking a little bit about Tom's great idea about having...
Well, I don't know if it was a great idea. It was just an idea.
I think it's a wonderful idea. If we could make it work.
Yeah.
I would love to see something like that. But, you know, we were also talking off the air, and if we're going to do that, why not bring back the IROC?
I like it.
Or something like that.
Well, but to make it fair, what did I say? Let's go to a short track. Let's go to a large track.
Yeah.
Let's go to a road course. And then if we're going to bring the drag racers in, let's put them all in some drag cars and let them have at it.
And dirt.
No dirt.
Five races. And dirt.
You can do five. You know, you can do five races.
Yeah,
that's what they've always done is five races.
Four.
But it became kind of monotonous, though, watching the NASCAR drivers win it constantly because they were always at a NASCAR track.
Well,
you know?
It was set up for it. The car was set up.
It would take a lot more money to do a drag car deal than a dirt car deal, though. And that's part of
the
reason
the
whole thing went away is, oh, yeah, you betcha. You're crazier than I thought you were.
Well, tell us, Kim.
So you're going to take let's just go back to the old 77. Come here. You're going to prepare that and change it completely over to a dragster to run up and down Charlotte and do the four-way while they're down there?
Why not? You're not talking about a whole lot of
I'm putting my chair back close to the cliff again here. I'm not so sure. It's got to be a neutral place in the studio somewhere.
Go to radiospeedtalk.com. Let Speed Talk know. Let us know right here what you guys think about all this and come up with some great ideas, man. Throw some stuff out at us. I think it would be great to see. But I still say dirt needs to be part of it.
Yeah. Well, that's your opinion.
Hey, right. Your credentials for the truck race are in. Down at Eldora.
You want to go to the truck race?
Oh, I'll go to the Eldora.
That's what I mean.
I never said I didn't like dirt. I just said a cup car does not belong on dirt.
So how about a cup truck?
Well, we'll see what happens when they get there.
There's no such thing as a cup truck.
Well, I know that.
Okay.
After your Kennedy mistake, I thought maybe that's what we're going
to do. Kennedy, Benjamin, same syllables, you know. And there is a Kennedy, the Ben Kennedy, that runs pretty good at that same age group. I think he's also 14. So,
you know, and that's kind of interesting. And we do want to talk about that because there's a lot of young kids coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, what were you doing? You were 14. I was trying to fight my way through middle school, for God's sake.
I was fighting off.
We can't air that.
Some of these kids are pretty talented racers, and they must have just, you know, come out of the womb with a helmet and a fire suit on, and that's all they've ever done.
Dude, let's face it. I mean, now you were different a little bit than what we were because your dad was in racing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you take somebody like us, you know, that took a lot of money for a lot of families back then.
That's the reason I didn't finish pursuing it. I got 4 years into it, and then I met this gal that I fell in love with, and life came to an abrupt halt as far as racing goes. And I stopped for 23, 24 years and raised some kids. And then started rekindling my relationships back with Minnick Sr. And it's blossomed into this crazy thing.
And it seems like these young kids coming up, it's either an all-in family affair where the whole family is interested and does it, like the Keselowskis, like Jeff Gordon's family, to really be able to push it forward for the kid. Because you're right, you get to a certain point and then money takes an issue and everything else takes a sidetrack on it.
Well, you know, a lot of that has to do with sponsorships that weren't available.
Sure.
When, you know, I mean, if to make it into NASCAR back when we were that young, and I'm not saying that was a gazillion years ago, but if you weren't from the South, you didn't make it into NASCAR, period.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you stories about guys that actually had cars that were and went to Daytona and couldn't get through tech even. One guy I know that was a very good racer around here, won the Winchester 400 a couple times, an ASA champ, well known in racing circles. He actually drove for Dad for a couple years, bought a Banjo Matthews car that was supposed to be Daytona ready, brought it home, put his seat in it, seat belts, put a motor, and went down there, wouldn't pass tech. all the specs were wrong. The body was wrong. The ride height was wrong. Everything was wrong. So they walked over to another car that just got out of tech. They let them, that crew, let Dave's crew measure everything on the car. They set up their car exactly the way the car that went through tech was. Went through it again, and they found a whole other batch of stuff wrong with it. They just wouldn't let him get through tech.
A Northern Indiana plate on it.
Yeah, that's right, because it had an Indiana license plate on that race car, and it was not going to let him even try to go out there and practice and stuff. He got the picture, you know, the great photograph that everybody takes with the Daytona on the, in the background, and you lean next to your car. I think I got a picture of that, but that's all the further it went. And a lot of money in a Banjo Matthews race car that they never got to run.
Well, what else? I mean, we talked about iRocky. There was a couple other things you were mentioned about. We need to come up with a different series that I think we should. You know, I mean, Tony Stewart had his Prelude to a Dream, where he brought in a lot of different guys. You know, Ron Cass was in it, and from all over the place. Why don't we just get some kind of a series to do that, where you have 5 to 10 races?
I don't know, but I go back to Eldora real quick and taking guys like that, similar to the IROC, and throwing them in cars that they're not familiar with. And I'll tell you what, we stood there and watched Ron Capps get real ticked off when that car wasn't running right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was really intense about it and was serious about getting up there and winning, you know?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a racer,
right?
A serious racer that don't want to win.
Well, I mean, you would think that a drag racer, you know, he obviously knew how to run that car.
Sure.
He was just very intense about it. That was kind of surprising that he was that intense.
But see, he went out and practiced, unlike Danica. And that was one of the things Kenny Wallace had said.
You're blowing your chances again, Cliff.
Stop it. I'm just telling you. It's nothing against Danica. She just didn't practice. And he said that I could not believe she went out in that car.
Yeah, and she didn't
practice.
Yeah. Did fairly decent when she did practice.
She finished.
Yeah. Well,
she actually finished better than some of the other guys did. But,
right.
I don't know, man. There's just so many different things I'd like to see happen, and I don't know. It's crazy, but dirt has got to be one of them, dude. I'm sorry. Dirt is always going to be that short tracks.
So what do you think of indoor racing now that the weather's turned and the Chili Bowl's coming up and the Rumble in Fort Wayne's coming up? And some
the Rumble
of those
in Fort Wayne's coming up. We will be covering that. I have contacted those people. We're going to be doing some stuff with them.
So what do you think of indoor racing as a rule? I guess I've known you for 4 years. We've never talked about
it. You know, I've never actually went to an indoor race.
Well, take your Excedrin because you're going to have a headache.
Well,
it's loud.
Because in another job, I have one. So.
Yeah, it's going to be loud, and it's going to be carbon monoxide galore.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully Tony Stewart comes back, and you'll be hearing a little bit about that. We're going to be talking about some guys from there, and also we'll be talking about that race coming up, and all kinds of good things. And I promise next week we will have the two winners for the contest. So be prepared. Be by your phone. Let me know whether you want a gas card or a gift card from one of your favorite stores, whatever you want to do.
Gas card. What do you want? You entered.
Yeah,
said let him know.
You're not supposed to. I have to find out if my entry made it into the top.
You got to tell him what you want.
But anyway, folks, right, you can go to RadioSpeedTalk.com, check anything out, and you will have to see the winners listed up there the next week or so. You will hear about it there. And check out our interviews, all of our past shows. Give us some comments. Give us some thoughts about anything you hear, especially on this show. Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. KennyBar52 at Twitter. And I will be RadioSpeedTalk too. Folks, we need to take a break. Or I'm sorry, I guess we're done. This is it. Man, it goes fast. For Kenny Barr, Tom Wolf, Laura Tiny, our secret ninja over there wearing the best.
Silent ninja.
Silent ninja, whatever. I'm Cliff Tanner. We're out of here. You're listening to
Speed
Talk.
All right, we're gone. See you next week, folks.
Rehearsal worked.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.